And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Trump FDA just made a stunning admission that should end any really remaining debate about childhood COVID vaccinations. At least 10 American children died because of the shots, according to an internal memo released by the FDA chief. And while government mandates were putting children at risk, pregnancy resource centers were quietly saving lives. Over 3.7 million people served in 2024, providing an estimated 452 million in medical and support services. These centers helped rescue over 7,000 babies through abortion pill reversal alone. And the contrast here is extremely striking because it's the same officials who mandated experimental shots for children. Now they want to eliminate centers that help women carry their babies to term. Scotland is also taking the culture of death to its logical conclusion with proposed legislation allowing abortion up to birth for social reasons, including sex selection. Yep, you heard that right. Aborting a daughter because you wanted a son would be legal under this proposal. Meanwhile, several pro-life groups note this extremism doesn't reflect public opinion. Recent polling shows millennials and Gen Z women are more opposed to unrestricted abortion than baby boomers. Quebec has decided religious freedom is so 2019 and introduced Bill 9 to ban public prayer, eliminating funding for religious schools and prohibiting religious symbols in public institutions. A 16-year-old basketball player recently delivered the speech Washington's Democratic leadership needed to hear. She's called out the governor, the state superintendent, and attorney general as, quote, gutless men trying to stifle the voices of young women. After refusing to compete against a biological male, the young lady faced investigation by the school district and the State Activities Association for, quote, misgendering. And Tennessee voters, well, they're heading to the polls this week for a special House election that could preview the 2026 races. Republican Matt Van Epps, an Army combat veteran endorsed by President Trump, faces a Democrat dubbed the AOC of Tennessee by activist David Hogg. Afton Ben is her name. I hope I'm saying that right. But she has been supportive of burning police stations. She's called ICE operations state-sponsored violence and said that she was fearful for trans communities after the Nashville Christian school shooting that left 6 dead. Finally, some genuinely good news to wrap on. The Bipartisan Adopt Act has been introduced to protect families from unlicensed baby brokers who exploit vulnerable mothers and adoptive parents for profit. This legislation imposes federal penalties and licensing requirements to ensure ethical and transparent adoption. It's a rare moment of bipartisan cooperation that actually does serve families rather than bureaucracies. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.